This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces has announced that the Islamic State group has in fact been defeated after the remnants of the group hiding in caves within the town of Baghouz were flushed out. At its height in 2014, IS ruled over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, boasting dual capitals in Raqqa, Syria, Mosul, and Iraq. Since then, the U.S.-led international coalition, along with partners on the ground, have rolled back the terror group's hold. The last territory under IS control, a couple of scraps of land in Baghouz, began to slip through the terror group's grip for a good late Thursday into early Friday, after the U.S.-led coalition launched a new wave of airstrikes targeting the remaining IS-held positions. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in its report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump used familiar words to try to discredit the report.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
And the president told Fox Business Channel he doesn't even like the creation of the Mueller team.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The president called Robert Mueller a best friend to James Comey, who succeeded Mueller as FBI director. There's no evidence the two are close friends. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And in the reaction to the announcement, the Senate's Democratic leader and other Democratic leaders say the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last Friday were buried. The youngest victim buried was 3 years old. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump Friday said he was ordering the withdrawal of recently announced North Korean-related sanctions imposed by the U.S. Treasury Department. It was not immediately clear what sanctions Mr. Trump was referring to. There were no new U.S. sanctions on North Korea announced on Friday. But on Thursday, the United States blacklisted two Chinese shipping companies that it said to help North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders did not specify which sanctions Mr. Trump spoke of, but said that the president likes Chairman Kim and he doesn't think that the sanctions were necessary. The United States imposed sanctions on Venezuela's development or bank Bandees a day after the Trump administration warned there would be consequences for the arrest of opposition leader Juan Guaido's top aide. The sanctions freeze assets belonging to the bank and its subsidiaries and prevents U.S. citizens from any dealings with the Bandees. Guaido, who invoked the Constitution to assume the interim presidency in January, has accused Bandees of being used by officials of President Nicolas Maduro's government to steal funds. The announcement comes after Venezuelan authorities detained Guaido's chief of staff, Robert Marrero, Thursday in a pre-dawn raid, sparking vows of reprisals from the United States, which backs Guaido. Aid agencies continue to scramble to get life-threatening help to hundreds of thousands of survivors of a cyclone in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people are affected by the disaster, which has caused extensive damage in infrastructure, homes, and crops.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmar says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
So there's lack of access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Means there is a high risk of cholera outbreak or other infectious diseases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies, including malaria treatments, to cover the primary health care needs for 10,000 people for 3 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And funeral services were held Friday in Iraq for about 90 people who died when an overloaded boat capsized and sank on the Tigris River Thursday. It was the most deadly incident in Mosul since the city was recaptured from Islamic State. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.